ready for the regular season to start. I know as you know, you go through the preseason as a coach and staff, you want to evaluate a lot of your young players, and I felt we were able to accomplish that this preseason. We've got some very tough decisions to make over the next day or two in terms of the 53 men that we're going to keep on our roster, and that's never an easy thing to do. These guys have worked extremely hard for us in their quest to be a member of an NFL team. We'll trim our roster down over the next 48 hours, and then we will switch our focus very, very quickly to our opener in New Orleans a week from Sunday. So with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl?
Yes, Coach, could you talk about the decision to rest so many of the starters?
Certainly. We wanted to rest as many starters as we felt we needed to. We had some guys that we specifically wanted to get work. I believe there was 20 of the starters that did not participate in the ball game. We've done it differently over the last 4 years. If you do your research, you can see sometimes it's one series. 2010, we did not play any of our starters in the fourth game. And that's just a decision that you have to go with your head and mindset. And our mindset this year more than anything has been to try to get to that game number one as healthy as possible. And I think we've done a pretty good job of doing that.
Coach, what are the two biggest areas of concern after these four games that you've seen?
The biggest concern is the number of penalties. Again, tonight we had 9 penalties, and some of them don't show up. A 5-yard penalty, for example, on a punt where we had an illegal man downfield, the ball was kicked down inside the 2-yard line. The next, after the re-kick, the ball was out at the 37-yard line, I believe. It was about a 35-plus yard change in field position. That doesn't show up on your stat sheet, but that's a big difference in the ball game. We had 9 penalties. We had personal fouls, one in the kicking game, and one on third down. I don't think we've been as efficient as we need to as a team on third down. Again, tonight we were only 24% on third down, and our red zone efficiency. So those are probably the three things. And again, that's just the entire team. That's not just the ones, the twos, and the threes. So you've got to look at who's taking the snaps and when they're taking the snaps as well.
What can you tell me about Josh Vaughn
today? Josh Vaughn had a great run. I thought it was blocked extremely well, and I thought Josh showed some speed there to run away from their defense. Josh is a very hard worker for us. It was great to see him to have that individual success tonight. Well, the evaluation process is not going to be determined by one game. It's going to be determined by the whole body of work, and that body of work started back in April. And the penalties are not going to, they're not going to be a deciding factor. They will be a factor. They'll be factored into the decision-making process that we go through. But it's a long process. These guys have gone through starting back in April. And really for these rookies, they started back as soon as their season ended last year. They've not had any rest up to this point.
Coach, obviously without seeing the tape, you can't say it so much, but my squad had a pretty solid game for mine. What was your take on this game?
Well, when you score a touchdown, that's on defense, that's a big play. That was a very, very nice play. And it was good to see Jonathan get some significant playing time. He's one of the young guys that we wanted to see play a significant number of snaps. And he did that tonight. He was productive in his opportunities. I really thought, for the most part, that our defense did a nice job tonight. I thought their third down efficiency was pretty good, 16 of 18 for 33%. So that was good.
This was your first kind of extended look at Brian Banks in game action. What did you kind of see that he was able to get a tackle on his first play?
Yeah, again, Brian is a guy that's not played football in 10 years, but he's really He has really matured and progressed as a football player since we've, you know, since we had him on our roster. He's been, you know, he's been a great teammate to the guys there in the locker room.
Coach, when you guys make the final cuts, how much patience do you have with each guy? Is there more guys that are going to help right now in week one, or is there anyone that's going to make it that maybe down the line?
Well, I think there's players on your roster when you get to 53 that are in different maturation points in their, you know, in the process that they go through individually. There's going to be some guys that we're going to be counting on day one that are young guys. Then we're going to have some guys that we know that, that we're going to have to develop and maybe won't play as many snaps or be able to contribute on special teams. First and foremost, and continue, you know, continue to get a good understanding of what we're trying to do offensively and defensively. It really depends on the player, but I can assure you the draft picks that that we picked have been very impressed with this group. They work hard, and there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to help us win games this year. Yeah, it was nice to see Robert come back. And again, playing cornerback in the National Football League, you got to have a short memory. You know, you got to have it really from play to play, but definitely from week to week. And, you know, I think one of the early attempts that they had, which I believe it might have been the first attempt, he made a great play on the ball. Robert has got a great skill set. I really believe this. Robert Alford's going to be a good football player for us. He's going to help us win games this year. It was great to see Desmond have a pick as well, and I thought that both those guys were very active.
Coach, what's been the key to turn things around? How much weight have we put on the preseason where, you know, last year you won three, and the year before that 0-4, and then 0-4, but in the season something happened.
So, yeah, every time you go out on the field, as a competitor, you want to win. There's no doubt about that. My staff, everybody in the organization, that's what we want to do. But our number one goal in the preseason, behind winning, is to make sure that we get an opportunity to evaluate these guys, put them in situations that we need to find out about these guys, players. You know, for example, last week, we spent time looking and saying, okay, we got to see what this guy can, if he can handle this coverage, if he can handle that technique. It's all about the evaluation process and building your team and putting it together. You want them to have some tough days. You want them to experience that to see how they're going to respond to it. And that's how we've approached it. I think after the first year, obviously, we wanted to try to go out and win and probably played it a little bit differently. But over the last 4 years, our number one goal has been to be as healthy as we possibly can, but also to put the players and expose them to things that are going to help them when we get into week 6 or we get into week 12 during the season. It's a long season, and on that 53-man roster, everybody's going to have to contribute. We need to get those guys ready and prepared for the long season that we're getting ready to start. No, again, I think all of those guys are on schedule to get back with us and be playing this weekend. That's what we are anticipating at this point in time. And again, we'll have our official. We are out of the preseason. We'll start our official regular season with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday updates in terms of what the NFL requires us to do in regards to our injuries.